Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Women are such better friends to other women. And I noticed that this weekend. I made that mental note about 24 times this weekend watching Abby's Instagram as she set up this bachelorette party weekend for her friend. How elaborate.
It was beautiful.
The details, the excitement of the bride and everybody. That's a gear dudes don't have. No, that's a gear straight dudes don't have.
But it's also not a dude's love language. Like, I know that you guys are just a little bit more simple, and all y'all need is some chicken wings and some beer, and y'all gonna be happy.
That's it.
Women, we love details. And
we don't even need to talk. We just need beers. We just need chicken wings. 4 hours together in the same room. We don't even have to talk, and it's perfect.
Absolutely perfect.
To be fair, that might make y'all better friends because you don't need as much. But I also really enjoy planning. So all this weekend, I really went in depth. When planning my cousin's bachelorette, we had little details sprinkled out. Like, we had her give a champagne toast with our late grandmother's champagne coupe. We had seashells from her collection sprinkled throughout. And it was a lot of fun to really make it special because I knew it would mean a lot for her because that's what she enjoys, essentially. And I did go to so much effort to make it beautiful. And she was so appreciative, which I was grateful for because it was a lot of work. But it was fine. But I will say the one thing she appreciated out of everything that I did had nothing to do with the decor. So the first night after we set up everything, we put the roses out and the seashells and the custom cake and the cookies, we did this thing called the newlywed game. And when I asked her at the end of the weekend, like, what was like the high of your weekend? She said it was getting to play that with everybody and getting to hear her fiance's responses to the questions that I asked her. And it was so cute and wholesome. So essentially what the newlywed game is you ask the groom to make iPhone videos of answers to questions about him. So one of his was like, what's Griffin's favorite thing about Griffin? And before you play his answer, you ask the bride, what do you think Griffin said? And so I recorded her answering and then we played his response. And the way theirs lined up so perfectly, I know these two are made for each other. Like, if they break up, this is it for them. They are done. And I wanted to play a couple of them just because they are so aligned, especially when it came to what Griffin's favorite thing about Griffin was, which is his high school highlights.
To my mind right now.
What's Griffin's favorite thing about Griffin? It's gotta be his high school highlights. My favorite thing in the world is showing those suckers off.
And when it came to his favorite food, they also knew the answer to Griffin's question.
Say Hooters chicken wings. I think I'm gonna go with chicken wings.
I don't know if I can actually answer this question. Has anyone looked at me lately? I eat a lot of foods, but there'd probably be three at the top. Hooters chicken wings or steak.
They know each other well.
He's a simple man. And the last one I thought was really sweet. I asked him about what his first impression of my cousin was, and they both had the exact same answer. It was so scary.
Griffin's first impression of me was that I'm a drunk and a really good time. And he said the ring on that one.
It was an exciting impression. She was the drunkest on my boat, and I said, holy mackerel, I'm going to marry that girl.
Holy mackerel. These two belong with each other. It is so precious. And so because I love playing the game so much this weekend, I thought I would ask some of our Burt Show work wives and husbands to play the newlywed game. So that is what we are going to play now. So yesterday I asked Katie's work wife, Rebecca, and Jackson's newlywed work wife, Amber, to answer some questions about each other. And Jackson's looking at me.
That's news to me.
This is news to me.
Katie knew what was going on, but Jackson, I still don't have your number, so I wasn't able to really inform you as to what was going on. But some of the questions I asked were a lot of fun, and I think it's going to help us get to know everyone more. And I... Why are we laughing?
You're such a girl. You're such a girl, right?
It's real cute. It's wholesome and fun. Yes. Okay, so the first question I asked both Amber and Rebecca was, what fictional character best represents Katie and Jackson? What did Rebecca say?
Well, wait, did
I?
Right,
oh, Jackson. Oh, that's just I forgot how to play the game. Yep. I forgot how to play the game. So the way that we're gonna play this is Amber, you're gonna guess, or not Amber, Katie, you're gonna guess.
Slow down, girl.
Take your time.
You are gonna guess what you think Rebecca said, and then Jackson, you're gonna guess what you think Amber said.
All right, so repeat the question one more time.
What fictional character do you think best represents you?
Who? I have to answer with what represents me or what I think Rebecca said about me.
You can do either.
What animals?
If you want to win, maybe do what you think Rebecca said.
All right, the question one more time.
What fictional character?
Fictional character.
Best represents you?
I have no clue.
It's got to be a vampire. Sleeps all day.
Rebecca knew immediately.
Oh, I have no clue what she would have guessed. That's a tough one.
Jackson, do you want to jump in?
I have no clue.
I'm at a loss, too. This is all news to me right now.
I don't even know what fictional character would represent me, so I'm just blank.
Fictional character.
I actually think you nailed it with vampires. You come alive at night. You sleep all day.
Sleeps all day, just in time to go back to sleep at night.
Okay. Vampire's answer.
Okay, Tommy, what did Rebecca say about Katie?
Right off the bat, I know I'm getting this one right because I've heard her say it. Katie is number 5 from Codename Kids Next Door.
Oh, that's right.
That's so specific. How could you not remember that about yourself?
I got number 5 too, driving my Hummer in my closet. Like, I have a toy Hummer, and number 5 from Kids Next Door, she's the driver. She was like this little badass spy kid, but in this cartoon called Kids Next Door that came on Cartoon Network.
See, the beautiful thing about women is they listen to each other and they retain the info. Fascinating creatures.
They don't listen to themselves, though, apparently.
Okay, what did Amber say about Jackson?
I'm going to go with Dexter. Hear me out.
Oh,
okay. Wait. He drinks his coffee black, and I have this rule, well, maybe more of a theory, that if people who enjoy black coffee on purpose, I mean, it can be anything, instant coffee, it doesn't matter. If I feel like if they enjoy black coffee, there's a good chance they're a serial killer, they have no taste, and they could be dangerous.
Okay.
Wow. At least she made you a good serial killer.
Yeah.
You got, out of all the serial killers, the one I would want to be called is Dexter.
I was thinking Dexter like the cartoon, not Dexter the serial killer.
You are good with a knife because you make sushi.
There you go.
That's true.
Okay, the next question was, what reality show would they be on? So, Katie, what reality show would you be on?
The Circle.
The Circle?
Katie would most likely be on The Circle.
Hey! Katie! Jackson, what would you be on?
Survivor.
All right, there's a show that's called Solitary. You can find it on YouTube, actually. And it's a reality show where they put 10 people in a pod, and like in these pods by themselves, and they have to go through like these psychological, physical, and emotional tests alone. And I feel like Jackson would nail that game. Dude, super calm, super smart. He builds computers, so, you know.
You guys are in the same room together, but do you talk?
Clearly she thinks I'm some sort of loner serial killer, which is a little concerning, I think.
It's borderline offensive.
She's your work ex-wife as of today.
Yeah.
Okay, Katie, when can we tell when you're stressed?
Oh, that's a lot of answers. When I'm focused, quiet, not saying anything.
You can always tell when Katie is the most stressed because she gets kind of quiet. She quiets down. She doesn't do any beeping and bopping, no singing. It's a quiet room in Tommy's studio.
I feel like if this was a movie, the two of them would start to realize they were perfect for each other.
Meanwhile.
When can we tell when you're stressed?
I think I'm trying to think of how Amber would see this. Maybe like when the hood's up and I'm kind of locked into whatever I'm doing, or when I'm like standing up, pacing back and forth.
I haven't known him long. It's been like 2 weeks. But he seems like someone who would chew pins or straws when he's nervous. I don't know why, but I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with that. Yeah. He's a pin chewer.
She so really funny. Has a beautiful image of you, man.
Wow. Just we're going to have a conversation.
You know, it's a good thing. It's a good thing you have a girlfriend, because if you didn't, you would never have one after this.
I know. She's panning me in just this horrific light right now. I've never chewed a pen in front of her in my life.
Okay, Katie, what's something you would warn people about yourself?
Whoa. A warning?
You should have done this with Mo, is who you should have.
I didn't know these.
Yeah?
As she's answering them, yeah, except for the first one.
Something that I would warn people about myself. The happiness can be deceiving.
Oh, that was dark.
Ooh, that's deep.
That is a good one.
It's true.
It is deep.
And facts.
Are you okay? Do you need to talk about it?
Yeah, I'm okay now.
Okay.
That could be the new Burt Show slogan.
Our happiness could be deceiving. Yeah. Jesus.
I feel like she already knows this one, but I would warn people that Katie is probably going to be late and you should wait until she tells you she's there.
That
to
I'm
leave.
A flake.
Yeah. Yeah, that has been your brand. Yeah. Yep.
You're always tardy to the party.
Yep. Yeah.
Jackson?
I mean,
that you kill people.
Yeah, honestly, knowing what she's going to say, like, I don't know. What's something to warn about me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much she knows to be warned about. Let me
then say nothing. You're perfect.
Just say pinch you in.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Then I drink my coffee black.
See, Jackson's like me, man. Still water runs deep. You know what I mean? His silence speaks volumes. So don't assume he's soft because he's quiet. You know what I mean? He's not, what you see is not what you get. There is way more to him than you think. And people should know that. Be careful. Beware.
What do you mean? Because he's, what is quiet and soft? I'm confused.
She said that there's more to him and beware, like a body count. She 100% thinks she's going to get murdered by
him. And am I two-faced? Like, what's going on here?
We really need to put you in two different rooms.
Yeah, maybe, according to her, I'd do better in solitary confinement.
She knows nothing about you.
The Burt Show.